The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We also have a guest with us today, Caleb Matthews, and it's always a crowd favorite. And so you're listening to us live on Facebook if you want to check us out there, and we'll be on YouTube later. We're not live streaming on YouTube, but we are on Facebook right now. So hello, everybody out there in Facebook land. You know, call in 1-800-930-2819. We would love to shift some energy. I'm just going to give a brief introduction to my guest. Some of you who have, you know, listened before know about Caleb, but Caleb is a spiritual insurgent who will help you unravel the mysteries you are seeking answers to from his many years of experiences. He's a hybrid individual who brings peace into high-stress environments, offering insight into the mystical world, but also providing you with the tools to translate what you see in your dreams into your day-to-day life. So, are you there, Caleb?
I am here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello,
hi.
Everybody.
So good to see you.
So good to see you. Thank you for having me on the show, Colette.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And I've noticed that you're out and about a little bit on Facebook. I kind of took, just for everybody out there, I took a week off Facebook. I just couldn't do it. I felt like, okay, it would be better to put my time to studying and working on my online program. And now I'm all fresh and, you know, ready to go. And Caleb and I, we met at in the old days back in February of 2020. Where I was keynote speaker at Illuminate, but the year before you were at it, or 2 years before that.
2 years,
and
yeah.
And the very first thing you did is you were sitting at the table across and you walked over to me and you picked a card, and it was this one. And funny enough, this is also the card that, this is the painting I've featured, and this is the card that came up this morning. So this is about, oh, the video is not working.
Show us that card again.
I guess my video wasn't working.
Yeah.
We had
show
a
us that card again.
There. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's still starting.
I can see you.
Hi, Olivia. I'm just going to ask you, do we have video?
Yep, we've got you back.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh. Okay, I'm just going to assume we do. Is there a producer there that could just let me know, do we have video?
Can you hear me, Colette?
Okay, are you there, Caleb?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I don't know what's going on.
We have video. I can see you.
Okay, you have video, but I can't hear you now.
You can't hear me now? Okay.
So... can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
How do we realize deep self-love? Hi, I'm Lisa Marie Shakti Ma with Divine Transmissions Radio, and I'm here to help you answer this question. So first off, what is self-love? Self-love is complete, full acceptance of yourself in any moment, any circumstance. Why is this important? Because this is our ticket to freedom, to liberation within ourselves. The first step is noticing, seeing whenever you are seeking love, attention, validation, or acceptance in your external reality. Noticing that that is a sign that in that moment, in that experience or circumstance, you believe that you are unworthy or not enough. From here, you can turn in on yourself and in that very moment, love and fully accept yourself. This will allow you to realize deep self-love.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and you're also live on Facebook, or we are, sorry. I have Caleb Matthews on here. I don't know what happened. Like all of a sudden, a big surge of energy hit my equipment. So Caleb and I are doing some energy work right now, and we're also talking about, you know, our current situation right now. And we were talking about, you know, Caleb, I just want to give you the floor, and we're going to skip the break so that we can continue here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll just go for it here. Having some technical issues. So, hey everybody, Caleb Matthews here. Thank you so much, Colette Mary Stefan, for having me on Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're just talking about this topic of conversation of reactionary versus visionary. So what do I mean by that? Well, reactionary is really what we're seeing going on a lot in the world right now, just with everything that's craziest being upheaval and uproar in just society, in government and politics and all those things. And we're not going to get into that. But the main thing is positive perspective and a visionary perspective, because if we look at all these different movements and all these different reactions that are happening in the airwaves and the media, it's all reaction. It's all reacting to the bad news of what's happening or the panic or the dilemma of what's going on. But there's not a lot of visionary perspective going on in the world today. So for myself, I follow the Hebraic method of really of the way of life. What do I mean by Hebraic? Well, the Hebrews were very metaphoric and perspective oriented people. So they lived from MPA. What does MPA mean, Caleb? Well, MPA means multiple perspective advantage. It's looking at the situation from different vantage points and saying, hey, I'm going to look at this from the element of, I'm going to make lemons out of lemonade versus just lemonade out of lemons versus just making lemons out of a really sour situation. So we have to have that perspective of saying, you know what, there is bad stuff happening, but we have to look at it as a positive route of connecting really with our higher power and going into the dimensions and really into the spiritual realm, the mystical world where our inheritance is. And that place is really stepping into those courts and saying, I'm going to get answers from the court of heaven versus listening to what's in the media and what's in the power of the prince of the air, which really is negativity and really bringing us down. So I want to encourage you as a listener right now, Colette and us and Transformation Talk Radio and myself, want to encourage you to look into your spiritual inheritance and not really lean into what the world is saying, because the world's not going to give us really the answers we're looking for. We're still going around the mountain that way, but really being a visionary means looking into that, what we're beholding in our eye gate. So really an element that one of my spiritual teachers taught me, and then I want Colette to comment on this, is really an important key principle, is what we behold, we become. So what we put in front of our eye gate, what we focus on essentially is our obsession, and our obsession will become really what we worship and really what we follow. So be obsessed on receiving answers from the creator, from your higher power, from source, and really not go after just really what's being stirred up in the world right now, because what's being stirred up in the world right now is violence and just animosity and at each other's throats and really just a lot of problems and a lot of issues. But really the key answers right now, and I think part of the reason why it seems like whenever me and Colette get on these calls that there's always some sort of opposition. So as you know, there's been some technical difficulties this morning, but there's definitely things riled up in the spiritual realm and the spiritual world. So there's definitely issues going on there. But I wanted to say, I wanted to give it back to Colette, if you can still hear me right now, is perspective is everything. Being a visionary, not being a reactionary individual, is everything that will set the key table for our inheritance as spiritual people. We're spiritual beings first, natural people second.
All right. And I am back here. I am using a different camera, so it's a little bit weird. Not the setup that I'm used to, but this is awesome because now I feel like the technical issues, this is common. I used to get very upset when, I'm looking at the wrong camera. I used to get very upset when these things happened. But now I realize that we just zapped. Like, there is nothing any of us could do there. Like, there is no reason for any of this to occur. And that happens because we're electromagnetic beings. And when you talk about a reaction, people need to understand that's actually a physical chemical reaction. So what people call emotions are actually, like, people will say, oh, I feel sad, but you don't really feel sad. You feel a series of reactions, chemical reactions, and these all come up from all the times you've ever felt sad, or all the times you've ever felt disappointed. And so sometimes people will say, well, why do people all of a sudden, you know, you'll say something to them and they'll just blow up or whatever. And you're like, whoa. And that's the overwhelm that comes from when you can't break things down into smaller pieces. So when we go into a reaction, I've been working on my teacher certificate in face yoga, which is the missing piece for me from my psychosomatic training and the energy work I do. Because what people don't realize is that we are under an enormous amount of pressure right now. Like, yeah, we say it, people kind of joke, but we're expected to function. We're expected to have the radio show on time, do everything exactly the way we do it. And, you know, like, oh, 2 months ago, I was a keynote speaker and I was speaking at a live event. And now I'm trying to reach out and make an online program and find another way to share this information. So it's been a huge boom in my life, but I didn't feel it quite the same because I've already been doing a lot of being, I work at home. These are huge things that we're asking people to deal with. And so one of my favorite mentors used to say the only religion worth following is the religion of kindness. And Christ had appeared to her and told her she was needed. And so she went and she, did ashrams and that. And she was like a very beautiful soul that could, and this is Majaya, and she explained how when people are making this passage of going from one life to another, she helped so many people who were dying of AIDS when no one else would. And so she taught me so much about when people are under the fear of death. Like, I mean, we all know that we're going to pass at some point. Do you want to talk about that, Caleb? Because when people are in fear, they aren't going to be, they're going to react instead of going inward and just maybe taking a second and saying, hey, what's this really about?
Yes, I do. Because fear can be so gripping and it can paralyze. It can paralyze me, it can paralyze you, it can paralyze any of us. And it stops us really from putting one foot in front of the other. And that's the same thing with our spiritual inheritance, because fear doesn't want us to become who we're created to be as men and women on this planet, to be able to bring light, to be able to bring shift happens, to be able to bring the truth, to be able to bring these things. And so fear can be paralyzing, but, you know, it's having hope and having perspective and having the visionary capacity to see that there is a greater work of good, not evil, but good behind this that actually will bring out a fragrance from these situations. It may not seem like it right now. The world's in chaos. Maybe your life is in chaos, but there are answers pulling back to that multiple perspective advantage and saying, you know what? I don't have to wait until after I die to see a heavenly place. I can walk, I can walk into peace, which is what we're talking about. I can walk into the heavenly realms and say, I want to hear the answers of what really, of the good that's happening for me in this planet and for my family and for the people that I love, not just the negativity, because really the airwaves is programming like a matrix to try and think that everything is hopeless, everything is lost, everything is dark. We don't need any more of that energy. So part of what we have with that power shift this morning with the technology is because when you get people like me and Colette on the same call, usually when there's a positive power shift with one punch to two punch, it kind of blows the circuits. So
yeah.
Having the hope and having the perspective of saying, you know what, we're going to bring the answers of hope. The media airwaves, the airwaves isn't like that. So the airwaves will push back on that. That's that second heaven pushing back on the third heaven truth. So we're bringing in a different tangent, and that different tangent is being a spiritual being first, being a natural being second, and really bringing in that shift happens perspective. So,
and you know, Caleb, you are willing to share your knowledge about dreams with people. If you do want to call in 1-800-930-2819, I have noticed for myself that my dreams are extremely lucid, extremely vivid right now. And mm-hmm. I wake up more tired if I sleep too long than I do a lot of work at night, is what I'm saying. So because the energy work that I do, what I do is I identify the weakness. And then I focus on the central nervous system to eliminate that weakness. It's like pressing delete on a computer. I find that for myself, I always wonder, why do I have such technology issues, like which my poor team at Transformation Talk Radio can attest to? And it's because of this electromagnetic field. Zap, zap, zap. Like, it's just like, And so this is instantaneous, but it is not, the result never comes from me. That result comes from the person. That result just, the light bulb comes on. I get it. And if a person takes action and they're in that strong state, that is like a split second of infinite potential that you can get to. And yeah, the situation, I'm not going to say, hey, this is just absolutely hunky-dory out here. But I mean, there's a lot of people that are really under a lot of stress. I have a client who went in to have to be tested for COVID, and she is now at the hospital being tested for lymphoma. So I'm like, you know, people think, oh, la, la, la. And a lot of people like you, you're an essential worker. And so you've worked through this whole thing too. What's that been like for you?
It's been definitely has challenges, but I've been thankful to be able to be an essential worker because I've been on the front lines since this began. So I didn't have to stay at home for a month or two. I was working at a telecommunications company. Part of it is delivering communications to people. So we have to be open. You know, we were closed for a few months as far as for walk-in traffic, but, you know, people can come in the store now for, you know, last 4 weeks. And they've had to social distance, obviously, with a few meters apart. But it's really, you know, it definitely forced me to adapt or really not survive as a business person because I'm in a commission sales world. So part of what we did was we did a lot of outbound calling, a lot of checking in on business clients, a lot of checking in on individuals, just kind of being a friendly voice on the other end of the phone. Mm-hmm. You fast forward about a month or two later, and obviously we're still in, you know, we're not all the way through it. I'm not saying we are, but we're in a lot better place than we were a couple months ago, at least here in British Columbia and here in Kelowna. Mm-hmm. The business has really skyrocketed, and a lot of our customers who have walked in said, we're so thankful that you, even though the doors were closed, you still stayed open. You called us, you checked in. Because of that, we're giving you our business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just been great.
Yeah, you got my vote too. We have callers that want to talk. So can we get the first caller on here and we'll see what people want to talk about here.
Yeah. We've got Sally from North Carolina. Sally, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Colette, there's like a 1 second delay.
That always is on internet. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. I'm having a problem that's become worse over time. I find that I don't really want to get up in the morning early, and I live in a magical place where you really want to be up early and see things. And I find I've become such a night owl. I find that my energy rises around 4:30 or 5, and I can't help but wonder, is this because of years of going to a job in the morning that I didn't really like and been very happy to be off and going home and having my time? Well, now.
Okay, well, I can tell you about that is it's very, very common for people to wake up between 3 and 4 in the morning. Caleb,
I do.
You know, just tell her about, explain to her about the nights. Like, why are our cycles changing here?
Yeah. So the cycles will be changing. There's many watches of the night. There's three watches. There's the 12 to 3 a.m. There's a 3 to 6 a.m. There's a 6 to 9 a.m. And really, the watches of the night is those are kind of windows that crack open in the spiritual realm, and they're really windows of opportunity where a lot of messages come through at those times. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. It can actually be a good thing, where if you lean your ear in closer to see what the messages are coming during that time, it could be your higher power, God, creator, energy, whatever you call it, could be calling you to a place of, you know what, maybe it's time to stay awake for a few moments and really meditate and pray and see what's happening and what's being spoken to you. So I think it's
that's exactly what I'm getting is that because like I said, I do a lot of my work at night. I don't remember all of it. People tell me, Colette, you came to me in a dream and gave me some advice and I took it and turned out great. And I'm like, cha-ching. Did I charge you for it? I'm just joking, but like, it's just kind of like, it's funny, this happens. So I'm getting right now, I'm working on you energetically, just to tune in. Like I feel that a lot of people that were working, getting up in the morning at a certain time to go to a job, and now all of a sudden the schedule's taken away. Right. It's such a huge opportunity. Maybe you always have been a night owl. Maybe you always have been a wild child and you just never went out at night. So we want to strengthen this for everybody. Like I talked about this on the last show about when the routine, our daily routine is broken up and we don't have the same daily routine, which is common anyway during the summer holidays when the children are out of school. And they've been out of school for 4 months or 5 months now. Like, this is like, the parents are dealing with this. So all of these things, all of these changes in the schedule, even if you don't have children and you don't have to deal with that, the collective influence is affected by all of that. Like, all you have to do is watch how people are trying to get places right now. And, you know, try to mail a letter now and you have to be there before 5 o'clock, but you work. You know, there's all sorts of things like this happening. And so I feel like what's going on with you is you're actually being given an opportunity to turn this around and really go inward and really ask, who am I really? Am I really that person that was working every day, or am I this person? So I just want to check in with her and just see, what are you noticing right now?
Well, I'm noticing that I seem to be doing a lot of work while I am sleeping, like you, waking up tired. But also, my goal is, honestly, to get up at 6 a.m. every morning because I'm on the turtle patrol. And if you get a call, you have to be out at the beach at 6:30 that morning.
Oh, my goodness. I love this. Caleb, what can you do here?
If I have a good night's sleep, if I've been up meditating at 3 a.m., as I sometimes do, what the heck, I'm up anyway, then if I don't get a good night's sleep, then I'm just dragging around on the beach. So I was really...
you know, this always makes me laugh.
Because of an old work routine that we could just...
It is. It is, because it always makes me laugh, because quite often people will be like, I can't sleep. I don't know what to do. I can't sleep. And I'm like, well, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, nothing. There's nothing to do. I like, don't go to work. So don't worry about it.
Yeah. Just, you're, you're being called as a visionary. So you're being called to really set your intention, set the table of your intention of really the rest of your, what your day and your week, and you, you know, really the years and the months is going to look like. So oftentimes we think a good night's sleep is going to be good. But I think being called to be awoken in the middle of the night or early in the morning can be a good time for journaling. It can be a good time for getting your thoughts on paper. It can be a good time for leaning your ear in and listening to what, you know, inwardly what's being said or outwardly, or, you know, just however you connect with God and with the creator, with source, that is your calling as a visionary. So I think it's a very exciting time.
And I want to thank you so much for calling in. We have a bunch of other callers. So we're going to take, I just want to get an idea time-wise, Olivia, where are we at?
Yeah, we're at about 34 minutes.
Okay. So just let me know when we want to take a break, but we have time for another person.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thank
you for calling in. This is expresses, like, sometimes I honestly slap a closed for business sign on my forehead before I go to sleep.
And we've got Barb from Alberta. Barb, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hello, Barb from Alberta.
I go back. Hi, Taylor. I was up last night.
So she's the reason we've all been up. It's Barb from Alberta, if anyone wants to know. Caleb, so what would you like to ask Caleb?
Okay, actually this is perfect. I've had a couple of dreams the last few weeks on people stealing my money. I woke up one morning and I had, and it was a message that someone's coming to take my money. And then I had another dream. I was with some woman, and we were doing some things, and then she went in my wallet and took one of my credit cards. That's what.
And how did you feel when you woke up?
Well, I just couldn't figure out who it was that was taking my money. So how I felt.
She's wrong. Caleb, help us out with this. Who's stealing your money?
Yeah. I would say that this category of dream falls under the 95% of dreams of what we have, which is really about ourselves. So it's a self-conditioning dream of painting the picture of really what some of what's going on in the spiritual dimension towards our natural life. And money usually represents riches, but also the deep and treasured things in each of our lives. So it's a metaphor for what really is valuable to you. And as far as people stealing credit cards or stealing your money, not knowing, I think it's a warning, but also an encouragement from, you know, God, the creator, your higher power, whatever, to be aware and also be warned of and careful of who you allow to be able to you share your riches, whether it be your wisdom or you spend your time on, or really how you're investing both relationally and also just who you're allowing to speak into your life and who you're allowing to really have access to what is important to you. And I think it's a warning just to keep your hand closer to your spiritual pocket, so to speak, because I believe the dream really speaks of that you're somebody who has a lot to give to people. You're a very wealthy spiritual person. And I think sometimes people can take advantage of trying to cash in, for, you know, metaphorically speaking, on your kindness, but also your integrity. And I think it's one of your greatest strengths is you're a people person, you're an exhorter, but also it can be one of the weaknesses as well of letting too many people pass the guard gate. So I think it's a warning just to keep your hand on your spiritual wallet there.
Wow, that's pretty cool, hey?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you, Barb?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because it's important in these times to have very, what I like, you know, I call it our authentic self triad. And that's your body, soul, and spirit. This has to be centered, balanced, stable. When you're calm like that, when you're in the eye of the storm, you can make strong choices around you. And you'll notice when you start being working within yourself to bring your inner light out, that you will attract all sorts of people.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
And so thank you so much for calling in, Barb. We have quite a few other people here who have called, who are waiting also. So That totally resonates with you. And it's actually the advice that I was giving you last week, I think. Oh, and happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good
day. Do we have another caller, time for another caller, Olivia?
Yeah, we're at about 38. If you want to take a couple minutes for another caller.
Yeah, just to find out what they want to talk about, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
And we've got Andrea from New York. Andrea, you're on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi, Colette. How are you?
Hello. Andrea. Hi, from New York. Right. How are you doing out there?
Doing well, hanging in there. So I love dreams, and I have a couple of questions. I had a dream at my birthday in February that I was riding a purple velvet elephant. It was really high up. I was on its nose, and the elephant kept swaying its nose from left to right, and I had to find my balance. But it was really fun, and I could see people very tiny below me. And then just last night, I dreamt it was my birthday, so I was curious, like, the birthday thing. And then the other thing I wanted to mention was the other night my husband dreamt that he subdued a wild black dog. And the same night I dreamt I subdued a wild black panther.
Interesting. So we have to take a break. Can you hold on over the break? And then Caleb, we'll get Caleb to address this when we come back. Okay, awesome. This is going to be cool, Caleb. I know about panthers and dogs and black, and oh my goodness, it's going to be exciting to find out what this is all about. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And so happy to have Caleb Matthews on the show with me here today. 1-800-930-2819. We're live on Facebook. We seem to be solved all our technical issues. So this is awesome. We'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice, to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Learn to love more fearless with me, Kate. Through fun, lively, real conversations as I interview expert guests who have charted a course out of the darkness into the light. Listen live every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To connect with me and check out my work as an intuitive healer, guide, and coach, visit LoveMoreFearlessIntuitive.com.
The Truth is Funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune into A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Everyone, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We're live on Facebook and we have Caleb Matthews on the show and he is telling us all about our dreams. I just want you to share your information really quick with us, Caleb. And I just want to mention, because we have other people waiting to get on and we're not going to have time to take your calls, but Caleb will be happy to tell you about your dream if you contact him. So Caleb, let us know how to do that.
Sure. Yeah. So my contact information, of course, my name is Caleb Matthews. So Encompassed by Dreams is the name of my dream consulting agency. So you can go on the website, www.encompassedbydreams.com. So E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S-E-D bydreams.com. You can also email me. It's the best way of getting in contact at info@encompassedbydreams.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Encompassed by Dreams. So that's my contact information, and you can send me your dreams and your questions, and I'll be happy to address them.
Awesome. So we have a caller on here, and I'm sorry, I forgot your name. but I know about the Black Panther and the black dog, so and the purple elephant.
Yeah, we've got Andrea from New York.
Sorry, Andrea, yeah, I just missed the name. I knew it was from
New
York.
No problem. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I want to address the first one, because he talked about the purple elephant with being on its nose and looking down at the people far below. So purple is often a picture of royalty. So I think what you're seeing in this dream, in the self-conditioning dream, is you're being taken to a higher altitude, kind of like our topic today about multiple perspective advantage. You're being taken to a higher royal altitude that's ginormous. The altitude perspective is ginormous because of that phrase where it talks about addressing the elephant in the room. Well, I think your higher power and creator is addressing the elephant in the room in a good positive way, which is that you are a royal spiritual being and that you're tapping into a royal perspective and a discernment, because nose is discernment, that is discerning where the winds are going, which way and which direction, but also discerning what descent is and what way to go. So you're being taken to a higher council, a higher altitude, a higher perspective, a royal perspective that is so massively influencing, reaching, that you're going to touch a lot of people with it that are living still on that earthly plane length, especially in New York as well, too. Like that's ground zero for what's going on right now. So kudos to you, my friend, and may you receive that perspective. So that's the first level of interpretation.
Interesting. I just saw that this card came up and this is the card with the elephant in there. Like that's, I was leaving for Peru when the election was happening. And then in my visions in Peru, I saw a lot of what's happening now. I had no context for it. So it's really very, it's that the elephant in the room for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the emperor has no clothing.
And the elephant is really a creature that is something that retains a lot of water as well too. So water speaks of the realm of the spiritual. So I think it is an invitation to really go up to that royal altitude and really tap into that spiritual dimension. So. I would say the next level of the dream with the panther and the boar of subduing, your husband's...
No, panther and a dog.
Panther and a dog, okay.
My husband drives, big dog.
So the panther and the dog subduing that on the same night. So a panther is a very stealthy creature that creeps, and it also has a lightning quick reflexes. And of course, a dog is kind of familiar animal that we can become familiar and attached to. And I think part of your walk as well, and walking forth in this royal discernment and this perspective that's happening in your household, is that you're starting to come to an altitude where you're addressing those negative blockages, because a panther really is a, it can be a dangerous creature. So I think you're identifying predatory negative energies that may be trying to stalk around your spiritual domain. And you're really doing some housework. Mm-hmm. You're doing some house cleaning, and also doing housework and house cleaning from any over familiar spiritual entities as well too, because dogs can in the negative be things that are over familiar. So I think it's good. I think the perspective and that altitude of, you know, the elephant in the room and having that discernment as you're really identifying these areas and you're doing spiritual housework, and I think it's very good.
I love it. Thank you. This is I just put out in my newsletter, do you want to flock like a chicken or soar like an eagle? And the thing is, eagles don't flock with chickens, because eagles mate and do everything from a high altitude. They eat, mate, everything. And when they do mate, they quite often will mate for life. And the female eagle will actually drop a stick and the male has to catch it. And as the mating ritual goes on, she'll drop the stick, and the minute that male eagle does not catch that stick, she says, see ya. And the sticks keep getting bigger. They become logs, and she drops them from further and further. But the reason she does this is because when she nudges her babies off the ledge to fly, if they can't, he better catch them. And that's what, and I thought, wow, like this is what we're all trying to do right now. We're trying to see from a bigger perspective. Chickens are wonderful. I love chickens, but they can't fly more than 10 feet high. So it's hard to get, you know, a perspective, right? And so I feel this dream is saying, and the purple is definitely your crown chakra. So this is beautiful. Well, thank you for inspiring all of us.
I'm about to come out of the spiritual closet and write a book. And so I feel like this is really good news, because I'm, you know, a lot of fear of persecution for speaking about spiritual truth. So, but at 58,
Caleb, you wouldn't know anything about that, right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about persecution. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I can relate with you, Andrea, on just that persecution aspect, because really when you're receiving a lot of opposition, sometimes your opposition speaks of your obstacle becomes your arsenal. So really the method of opposition that you're receiving is going to be the weight of the message that you carry. It's the valley and a mountain's perspective. So the height of the mountain speaks to the depth of the valley. So I believe that your spiritual truth that you have needs to be heard by the world.
I love it. Thanks. See, so people much. Are, when people are challenged, that's when I find that they do the most amazing, amazing things. And so people rarely, when they're in their comfort zone, do they step out of it. And man, I'd say, Caleb, like you've been around the world, right?
Yes.
Because a lot of people might be wondering, I just want to check how much time we have left here.
We've got, we're at 53. So we've got about
pretty couple minutes left here.
Yeah.
Okay, I just really wanted to say this, because people might say, well, what does a young man like Caleb know? He hasn't lived long enough. Tell us what you've been doing, Caleb.
Got a minute. Well, starting at the age of 17, I started going to Africa. I've been there 6 times, out in the jungles, places I've never seen a white person before, speaking on spiritual truths to, you know, Maasai people, out in the middle of mountains and villages, dangerous places out in the Philippines and Mindanao, places where headhunter territory, they call it, to where, you know, if people know that you're somebody that believes in Jesus and believes in like the aspect of spiritual truths, that they'll basically will behead you. Like there's a lot of, you know, Al-Qaeda, like operational, basically persecuting bases out there that really hate people who claim to follow Jesus and follow the Hebraic path. So there's a lot of danger. I've been a lot of places since the age of 17, traveled the world in 20 different countries and spoken about spiritual truths to dozens, hundreds, thousands, and even millions of people on the radio in Africa. So I have put my work in, and I do know what persecution is, especially persecution from religious institutions like, you know, churches and just, you know, the New Age and other areas where they persecuted my walk because I don't fit either mold. I don't fit the Christian mold, and I don't fit the, you know, the full on New Age mold. I'm kind of my own hybrid. So
that's what you get for being a hybrid. I was just going to say, thank you so much for everyone calling in. Thank you, Caleb. Like I always enjoy having you on the show. I always feel very happy after, and that's always a good sign for me of people being able to really speak their truth. And
thank
I want to
so
thank
much.
The team at Transformation Talk Radio for dealing with all this and
yes,
getting, yeah, thank you so much. And, you know, it's quite a charge when I like, you know, it felt pretty calm earlier when we talked and then zoop. And so that's always a really good sign. It means we've done some really good work. Thank you to the people that called in. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday. Actually, that'll be Karen with a perspective from New York.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Paulette. Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.